of you looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with me on the show is 866-444-3478, but you can call in and hold on for just a little bit if you would, because we've got a guest. Gail Pruitt has been on our show before, so you may have heard her before. She is a nutritionist, and she's a writer on health issues, and she is the author of a new book, and it's called The Doggone Good Cookbook, 100-plus Healthy Easy Recipes for Dogs and Humans. Good morning, Gail. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Howard. Thank you so much for having me on.
You bet. Interesting new book you have. I see you're a dog nut just like I am with those two rescues. That's exactly what we have at home.
Right. My son calls me the old lady wacko dog woman.
Well, that's great stuff. The book is out and available from the usual places, I guess, including from your own website or not?
Yes. Just the doggonegoodcookbook.com. And also, Howard, I have the newer book, Doggone Good Cuisine.
Oh, okay. Told me about that one.
Right.
Interesting. Okay, so got the two. The interesting part of this is you talk about cooking for humans and pets. When you cook your own meals, do you include the dogs in that mix?
Well, right. What I do is I use the same ingredients. I don't necessarily present them the same way.
Okay.
But they may get theirs raw. And also the vegetables that I use, I puree for them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And it's just much easier. But, again, it should be all organic.
Sure. Well, my little dog, 20-pound Tater, he'll eat just about anything, including tomatoes. The big girl, Carmen, 110 pounds of lab and German Shepherd, she's a little more finicky, but I guess the pureeing really helps a whole lot with that issue.
It does, and you can just mix it up with the meat or meat flavor or whatever, and they really do like it. It takes them a little while, so you want to start out really small, small amounts, and then work up. My dogs now just will eat the pureed vegetables. that's not all. I don't know. I'm getting hoarse.
Well, I stay that way off and on all the time, so no problem. We do that to a certain extent, mixing it in with the Victor dog food, and they love that taste increase. One thing I've been playing around with that our dogs have really responded to highly is a little apple cider vinegar mixed into their food. We got a tip some years ago that apple cider vinegar in the water helps with the repelling of fleas and ticks, but I ran into the fact that certain dogs, including mine, didn't like the smell of vinegar, but when it's mixed in with food, the aroma kind of changes and wafts out, and they just dive for it. They really like that a lot. So maybe that would fit into one of your next publications.
It's already in there, Howard.
Okay, good. I haven't got a chance to read it yet.
The apple cider vinegar, as well as the nutritional yeast, they love that. They love that flavor.
Well, now, you are, like me, are a huge fan of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, I assume, for yourself. But do you actually give the same product to your dogs?
Absolutely. Let me tell you why I do that. When I got these rescues, they were in terrible shape. I mean, terrible shape. That was 8 years ago. And Mimi had been a street dog, and she had fleas. She had tapeworms. She vomited. She threw up. I had to actually take all the carpet out of my house.
Oh, wow. She's the white one.
No.
Mimi?
No, Mimi's not the white one.
Mimi's the dachshund-looking one?
Dachshund, get this, dachshund chihuahua pit mix.
Okay, good.
All right. And she was horrible. She ate my baseboards. She ate my wood antique trunk coffee table that I had.
Trying to get trace minerals, probably.
She was. That's when I first got her. Mm-hmm. So we started her on, I started, you know, really doing research at that point on canine nutrition. And then I thought, you know, I have been using Dr. O'Hara's, And after I looked at the strains, they're the same strains or the types of strains that are in what little dogs need anyway. So that's in what they call the green tripe, the gut, which is really good for dogs too, by the way. But I started giving her that, and I will tell you, within I would say 3 weeks, she has not vomited or thrown up in 8 years.
So she had almost like a human version, a dog version of Crohn's, or
it was. It, well, still, we have to be kind of careful with her because, I mean, she will eat anything. She will. I mean, still, because she was a street dog, and we have no flies, we have no wasps, we have nothing out there that would ever cause a problem because she eats them. So we, you know, we just go, oh no,
that's a dog.
But now the other one was is a dachshund. That's a white one. We think he was a puppy mill dog, we think. And they were doing an experiment trying to get a long-haired, pure white dachshund.
Oh, I'll be darned.
So he has...
That's Casper.
That's Casper. And he has extreme genetic allergy issues that we fight on a daily basis. But he has done so well on the probiotics.
Well, how do you give him the probiotics?
Oh. Well, I can give mine like snacks.
They just eat it like candy?
Yeah, they just love it. Mm-hmm. But what you do, what I first started was that I opened up the end and squeezed it out and put it down in with a little bit of broth that I make.
You know, I like the taste of it. I had a little bit of a tooth issue, and I started just chewing one, and it told Marty Whittaker, and I'm sure you know Marty. And some other people that it seemed to help, even with the tooth situation. And I got to where I like the taste of it myself quite a bit.
Well, I do too. Now, it's not like chocolate, but it is really good.
I get used to it a little, but it really is a great product. My wife became a bigger fan of it, I think, quicker than I did. She had a pretty significant weight loss that was so significant from changing nothing about her diet and probiotics that she was concerned that she had cancer or something going wrong, and ended up going to the doctor to see if she had some issue. And of course, it was just the fact that the probiotics were making her healthier, and she wasn't as hungry, she was digesting food better and all that. And that's the same thing it would do with your little furry friends.
Oh, it really worked beautifully, and as a matter of fact, it worked quick. You know, it was like within just a couple of weeks, because these dogs were in terrible shape when I got them. But that's when we started doing the foods, and you know, you've heard dog food, you need to have the same thing over and over and over. You don't change the dog food because their little systems are really sensitive. That's baloney.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that, you know, good quality dog food is important, but having real human food mixed in as part of it is important, too. And a lot of people, a lot of veterinarians, I think, even recommend against that. I think some of the really good ones don't. They understand the value of it. But having the probiotics just takes it a step farther.
Oh, yes. And, well, probiotics even do more than that. They really keep my little kid from, Casper, from scratching so much. Because he's, you know, he's so allergic to everything. And he can't even get in grass without me having to bathe him immediately.
All right, I got a good one for you.
Okay.
What can I do dietary-wise for my little tater to keep about a half inch of white fur from being all over me in the house every day?
Well,
he is one shedder. He is incredible.
Well, now, do you ever give him a little bit of coconut oil in his food?
Well, when I cook breakfast in the morning, when I feed him in the morning, Judy feeds him usually in the afternoon, 5 o'clock or so. And when I cook breakfast, I use coconut oil to cook my eggs and all, so they get some that way. I don't add any additionally to the food. Is that something? Okay.
Give it a little try. And also, you can do, I don't know if you do fish oil or not, but I actually use the EPA DHA algae.
Oh, really? Okay.
And
that helps with shedding.
Yes.
Oh, darn.
That Mimi, she was a shedder because she's, you know, that got that type of thing. She doesn't shed at all.
Really?
And she, when you feel her, she feels like it's just skin because her and water will actually bubble up on the top of her fur.
Well, that's a great tip. I'll give it a try. I thought shedding was just something you had to deal with, and it was genetic. But we'll start giving a little coconut oil every day with all the other good things, including Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. I hadn't thought of that for the dogs.
Oh, yeah. It's really amazing what it can do, and so quickly.
That's great. Well, this is Gail Pruitt. Gail, thanks for joining me. Wonderful books, The Doggone Good Cookbook, and what's the other one that you said's newer?
Doggone Good Cuisine.
Okay, and it's at doggonegoodcookbook.com. Gail Pruitt, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I'll talk to you soon. That's one of my many friends that's into all this organic nutrition, and I hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And if you are new hearing about probiotics, we talk about it a lot. They've been a supporter of the show for some time, good friends, and quality of the probiotics is just incredible and good for you in a lot of different ways. If you haven't heard about it before and wonder where to get it, I need to tell you it's available at a lot of places, online for one thing, but also Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. It's Dr. O'Hara's, and it's O-H-H, I believe, I-R-A-S, O'Hara's Probiotics. And it's different than any other probiotics out there. Don't just get any probiotics. It's the one I recommend highly. Open line for you to jump in here real quick at 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3-4-7-8. Next up is in Splendora. Is that right, Jessica?
Yes, that's right.
Where is Splendora?
It's a little bit north of Houston and Humble.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. And I have a bumblebee issue at my house, and they're in the ground, and the mower needs to get back there on that side, you know, to go in the back and mow the grass, and he wants to, you know, try to kill them, but I'm trying to hold off and see if I can figure out another way to, is there a way to relocate them or anything like that?
Yeah, they're tough to relocate. I don't know if it, anybody that specializes in the bumblebees, they can be dangerous, Jessica, because they are very territorial. It seems like any of the wasps and bees that live in the ground are really territorial and can hurt you, so you have to be careful. What I would suggest is this, and I should ask you, maybe you already know, when you look out and you see them flying during the day, can you see them going back to the hole in the ground? Do you know where it is?
Yes, I can. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. It's pretty easy to control them. It's much better if you hire a professional company to come and do it for you so you don't get hurt. But whether they do it or whether you do it, what you do is you go out after dusk when it's still just enough light to see, but it's getting dark. That's when they've calmed down. They're going back into the ground to their hive.
Okay.
Some people actually will use a flashlight and do it at night and put the red cellophane over the flashlight and go out with it. Apparently, they can't see the red for some reason. It's easy to see the hole. If you can see where the hole is, you drench that hole with soapy water. You can use Lemon Joy mixed into the soap. You can use one of the essential oils like Eco Smart. Any of those soaps or essential oils, that's the strongest product that you need to kill them. You don't need any toxic chemical or anything like that. But you pour this material down in the hole, and then it's best to, you know, jam a rock on top of it so they can't come out and be mad and get you, beside okay. the fact that you want them to stay in there so the stuff will kill them. If there's anybody out there listening that knows how to relocate them, by all means, call in. We're totally open-minded to the idea. I don't know anybody at this point that could do that. So killing them with a non-toxic soapy drench and then sticking a big stake in the hole or a big rock over it to keep them in the ground, that's the way to get rid of them.
Okay, and what was the product to mix with water again?
Well, soapy water will kill them, will kill any kind of bee or wasp.
Okay.
And even though they're all beneficial, and the ones that are dangerous, we have to do something about them.
Right.
And soapy water will work. Lemon Joy soap is one of the best from a insect killing standpoint. The commercial
okay.
products that are out there, there are several that are insecticidal soaps or essential oils. And the one that's commercially available, probably the easiest one to find, is called Eco Smart.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with those beasts.
Thank you. Bye.
And an open line for you now. I keep forgetting to use the mouse. At 866-444-3478. One of the things that is being called in and pictures sent around and everything throughout the South, maybe across the country right now, and I think, again, related to the weather situation, is webs covering trees. And a lot of people think there's some kind of worm eating their trees. And there could be, but in most cases, what those webs represent are spiders. Those are spider webs. And in some cases, they'll cover an entire tree. Some cases, an area even bigger than that. They don't do a lot of damage unless they get so heavy that they start blocking the sunlight and hurting photosynthesis on the plant. The spiders don't do any damage to foliage. They aren't vegetarians or meat eaters. And the meat that they eat are pests. So spiders are beneficial, but when they get so heavy, they cover up your plants. You know, you may have to do something. So, you know, raking the webs out with a fishing pole with some kind of a hook device rigged up on it's probably the easiest way. You don't really want to spray and kill them because it doesn't do anything for the webs. A lot of times when you see the webs, they're already gone. So pulling the webs out is the main thing you'd want to do. But it's important to understand that it's spiders and it's not anything that's hurting your plants really at all. Another tip I wanted to pass on to you, well, I'll hold it till I come back so I'm not rushed. And you can jump on here on an open line at 866-444-3478. And I'll get back to the phones right away as well. But I got a good tip from Bob Webster. And I also had the same one from here in Dallas about azaleas that I'll pass on to you when we come back. So don't go away. 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain the lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite book bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrot Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And telephone number is 866-444-3478. I got an interesting tip for you that I got locally here in Dallas from a friend, and then a couple of people, actually. And then Bob Webster brought it up on his show this past weekend. I do a visit with him. He's on does a similar show on KTSA down in San Antonio Saturday and Sundays, and I visit with him on Saturday. And he said that one of his listeners who's been into growing azaleas for a long time, I think first in Alabama or someplace, and where they grow a lot better than they do in San Antonio, and then now in San Antonio. And he was having some problems with them in San Antonio. And he started using Garrot Juice as a foliar feed and a drench. And he is now just raving about the way it has brought his azaleas back to healthy conditions. They're full and thick and blooming better. And so after getting more than one of these reports, we hear that the Garrot Juice mixture that we talk about all the time, that you can make yourself or buy commercially, either one, does great things for plants, but we never hear anything this specific. And I wondered why it was happening that way, and I got a feeling that azaleas are not very well adapted to very many places. They're really not adapted to San Antonio and to Dallas, and we grow them by building these very artificial, extremely high percentage of organic material beds, different than the beds we use for other plants, and we have to baby them along to some degree, being really careful about the water and all that kind of thing. But related to all that structure that you have to set up to even have a good chance with azaleas, in a lot of the country anyway, there's probably disease pathogens that are kind of coming along for the ride. When a plant is in stress and not as happy as it can be, what Mother Nature does is send in the cleanup crews. And the cleanup crews are insects and diseases. That's why plants have them. They are trying to be taken out because they're not adapted and make way for more adapted plants, a survival of the fittest type of a thing. Well, when spraying Garrett juice, especially when you do, I think this person had specifically used the Garrett Juice Pro, which has the beneficial microbes in it, the mycorrhizal fungi and the beneficial bacteria, probably what's going on is that the plants that are in some degree of stress, like probably all azaleas are, unless they're in an extremely well-adapted environment for azaleas, which is kind of rare, those pathogens are there, and they may not even show up much. You may not be seeing a lot of yellow spotting or yellow foliage or, powdery mildew or, the common symptoms, but the pathogens may just be there keeping maybe a little bit of yellow color. In fact, I think a lot of people see that, but maybe more commonly just a little bit of defoliation or a little bit of a lack of vigor in the plant, not being as full and lush as it should be. Well, the Garrett Juice, and specifically Garrett Juice Pro, seems to really help with that. And I got to thinking, if it works for azaleas that well, it probably works for other plants that are not as easy to grow. Some plants are a piece of cake. You just kick a hole in the ground, stick them in, and they do well. Well, we all, as gardeners, like to plant things that aren't perfectly well adapted. We all do it all the time, trying to plant some new exotic things, see if we can get away with it, or try something we've seen growing in some other part of the world. And we're going to continue to do that. It's fun to do a little bit of it. It should be a small percentage of your garden. It shouldn't be a big percentage. The big percentage of your garden should be native plants and plants that behave themselves like native plants. Crepe myrtle for us in the South is a great example of that. By the way, I was talking off the air to somebody who had a tip on crepe myrtle still. I'll try to work that in if we have time too. But when we use Japanese maples or crepe myrtles or something from Asia, from a part of Asia that has similar soils and climate here, the plant will perform like a native. Well, in other words, do well and not have a lot of insect and disease problems that are overwhelming. So we want those, and we want the native plant, but we will continue to try to grow things that don't have much of a chance. And when you do that, try to work into that program, that management program, the Garrett Juice used on foliage and soil on kind of a regular basis, and you might see some great results there. Okay, 866-444-3478. Here's Joe, says Joe Ritz in the Ozarks. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Howard. Howard, sorry.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
Yeah, I just want to tell you a couple comments. One, I used that hydrogen peroxide on my pears this spring,
uh-huh,
and I didn't get any blight at all. And there's one in particular, I don't know the variety, but it gets blight every year. I always have to cut branches off.
Probably the Asian pears. They're the worst.
It worked great. Number
two,
we were having problems with our blueberries, our blueberry bushes. We have the high bush here we're supposed to have.
Okay.
And I've been using them coffee grounds. You have in one of your book here, it's Texas Organic, and you says it's really good. It's acidy.
Mm-hmm.
It's all I used on the blueberries, and we had the best blueberries ever. And we've gotten the growth of, we've got new shoots and growth off of some of the ones that look like they're going to half die.
Oh,
so it really worked. That was fantastic. It was the best ever.
And a
third thing I was going to ask you, I'd like to plant a fall for green beans and snow peas. And in Burpee and Park Seed Catalog, they recommend using that legume inoculant, like a nitrogen fixer. Is
mm-hmm.
that necessary, or do you for a higher yield, or not? Or what do you think?
Well, it's not absolutely necessary, Joe, but to be as good a gardener as you can possibly be, it's something that if it fits your budget and you have the time to do it, it's worthwhile doing.
Okay.
That's rhizobia. It's rhizobia bacteria.
Okay.
And what you do is you go to the feed store or the garden center if they're really into vegetable gardening and all, and you ask them, you tell them what the crops are that you're trying to grow. It will say on the package
mm-hmm.
whether it's for clover or some other kind of legume or the peas or beans or whatever. There's different blends, different kinds of rhizobia for the different legumes. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So just get the one. What I do is I put them in a little dish, add water, make a little black slurry,
uh-huh.
and put the seed in there, stir them around, and then fish them out, let them dry off, and then plant away. And that rhizobia then, see, is available right as the roots break and start to grow. If you're an organic gardener, like it sounds like you are, will have rhizobia in the soil and developing on your plant roots without you doing this. What happens when you buy it and apply it to the seed is you put this gigantically heavier population of the rhizobia there and just give yourself better odds.
Yeah, because this spring in our vegetable garden too, I put in cornmeal and I used the molasses, the dry molasses from our feed store.
Good.
And I know it had to help because also I see a lot more earthworms and just in general.
Sure. Well, I'm glad your feed store has those good things for you. That's
only
quite good to hear.
Not all of them do. It's funny. I'll go to other ones and they think I'm goofy or something. And another guy, got them in 50-pound bags, and it's great.
Well, Joe, I deal with that every day. In fact, that's our big frustration is people like yourself hear what we recommend. They go to buy the products, can't find them.
Yeah.
They're frustrated, and they even get mad at me for bringing it up in the first place. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm glad it's available for you.
In fact, we got chickens. I let them free range, and I use their manure to make the Garrett juice.
Right,
and,
Well,
one thing you did have in the book, you says sometimes getting chicken manure from some places, they may have like antibiotics in them or something bad in there. Or?
It's getting a little bit better. I'm reading some stuff and I was talking to one of my friends a couple days ago, that big companies like Purdue are getting more and more into what we talk about, using zeolite in the food
to help
pull toxins out of the body and cutting way down on the arsenic, if not totally out, and the other growth regulators and stimulators. So it's getting better. But to be honest with you, the poultry manure in the past and still today to some degree does have some of those concerns. There's no doubt about it. You're doing great. Appreciate the
feedback. Well, thank you. Thanks for your help.
Okay,
thank
Joe.
You.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, and we've got some open lines for you now. If you want to jump on board here, the number to visit with me, the Dirt Doctor, is 866-444-3478. The basic program that we recommend, a lot of people are asking me, especially lately, is this a good time to get started with the stuff with the intense heat and all that kind of thing? And they're asking me, should we be planting or not? And the most common question, I got it two or three times this week that I wanted to chat with you about, is what about planting turf in this enormous heat wave that we're having? I say enormous. I mean, we've had temperatures this high before, but for some reason it's burning plants worse than I've ever seen it, probably because, like I said earlier in the show, we had all the rain and the cool weather early on, so we've got this real dramatic roller coaster going on. But the answer on the turf is that there couldn't be a better time to do it. We were involved in some commercial projects and always are in the middle of the summer. And for the summer grasses in the South, the Bermuda grass, the St. Augustine grass, and the buffalo grass especially, there couldn't be a better time to plant. It doesn't matter whether you're planting solid sod or seed. You're going with this heat. You get it out. You keep enough moisture there for the germination to not, you know, desiccate. Just keep it wet enough for the little plants to start growing, and you'll see establishment from seed quicker than you'll be able to believe. Solid sod, same thing. You just get it down and make sure you roll it and water it really, really well. If you wet the soil side before you put the sod down, it really helps you a lot, and you'll do great with the new turf right now in the heat. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I'll be back with you right after this. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we will now try to catch up with some callers. Here's Jeff in Indiana someplace. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
I have two questions unrelated. The first one is about a product you talked about maybe 2 weeks ago to get rid of Creeping Charlie that I believe you said was called Agrolon.
Mm-hmm.
I've had absolutely no luck finding that product.
Well, that's kind of that frustrating thing I was talking with the last caller about. It's not in a high percentage of the stores yet. It is available, though, so if you do a web search for Agrolon, probably agrolon.com. I'll look it up myself in a minute, but just do a search for Agrolon. It'll come up, and you can buy the product directly from the company if none of the local feed stores and garden centers will, you know, come around and be wise enough to bring it into stock. I know that it's available because we just got some delivered to our office that we're going to use in some of our own gardens and in an experimental way. So it's available in larger containers now than it used to be, and they'll ship it out in a box. It's pretty reasonably priced way to get it.
Okay. And then the second question I had was, I have a huge oak tree on my property that just in a storm recently broke a couple branches off. Mm-hmm. And I had a tree guy come out and look at it and told me that it was hollowed out from the inside from carpenter ants. And my question now is, if he cuts that tree down, these carpenter ants are just going to spread everywhere. So I was wondering if you had any suggestion for a way to get rid of the carpenter ants before I have the tree cut down.
Well, yeah, there's several issues at play here. The first one is that, no, there is no risk of the carpenter ants moving over and hurting some of the trees or some of the plants in your place. Number two, you need to get a new arborist because carpenter ants don't attack anything but the dead wood in the tree. They would never hurt the tree in any way. So saying that, you know, you need to get rid of the ants is not correct. They're there. They're not even eating the wood. They're just setting up a home there. They do get into wood in the house because that wood's dead. But because they're on the site, there's not any risk. The conditions have to be real good, moisture and various kinds of things for them to move into the house. So there's no risk just because you had them in a tree that they'd move into the house, and they definitely won't move into other plants unless there's dead and rotting wood in those other plants. Now, I'm not saying he gave you bad advice that the tree's hollow inside. Maybe, but that happens right. all the time. You know, it happens from old lightning damage, an injury long ago that built up inside and you didn't know was there and that sort of thing. How does the rest of the tree look for you, Jeff? Is it have good foliage?
I had no idea the thing was hollow until the storm knocked one of the branches off and I could see it was hollow.
Okay.
But it was too high for me to get up there. Otherwise, it has leaves. They change colors in the fall. They fall off just like any other tree.
Okay. Well, a tree can be completely hollow and live for a long time. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going downhill and about to go away, because the hollowness could have been from an old injury or, like I said, lightning damage or whatever, and then could have been compartmentalized by the tree, the callus of the tree. That's the way a tree heals. And what's left be healthy enough for the tree to stand and be a good quality tree for a long time. I would suggest calling another arborist to come in, give you a second opinion, just like I've done with doctors, and see if you can find somebody that maybe can help you a little bit more. You don't necessarily have to take the tree down. And worrying about the carpenter ants, not a big deal. You can kill them very easily if you want to. In cavities with orange oil. Mix orange oil at 2 ounces per gallon of water with or with Garrett juice or with just water, either way in this situation, and you can kill them that way in the house as well. Orange oil not only kills carpenter ants, but it also repels them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you much.
Talk to you later.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to John in southern Missouri next and see what's up there. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Good morning to you. What's up?
Well, sir, I had two questions, if I might try here. I sure appreciate you providing insight not only for me but other people around the country. I've really been blessed by your program. But the first question had to do with a pond that I have. It's a circular pond. It's about 30 yards across and maybe averaging about 8 feet deep. And I have a nice aeration system in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. Up here, you know, there's nothing else feeding the pond as far as a stream or anything. So, and it gets quite clean in a sense. But when I heard you talk about hydrogen peroxide in the last few weeks and all, I was wondering I know you do it on the smaller ponds and so forth, but is there, and I have some fish in here too, you know, some bass and things. Is it possible to try to clean it up a little bit more? Because my family swims in it all the time.
Sure, the hydrogen peroxide will help make the water clearer, keep the algae under control, and be good for the fish and good for the people, actually. No problem at all. Hydrogen peroxide breaks down into oxygen and water. Look at my website, dirtdoctor.com, and in there, under hydrogen peroxide, we have a chart that tells you about all the mixing rates of the different mixes, the different concentrations of hydrogen peroxide, and I'd recommend you using it without any worry at all.
Okay, well, thank you. And I did have a question on blueberries, but
Well, hang on. I can talk to you either off the air or when we start the third hour. So let me put you on hold, and we'll be glad to try to help you. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. Hope you get to go there and enjoy it while I'm not around. But while I'm here, give me a call. Talk to you after this.